He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Charleston, South Carolina. We've got a good day here starting so far. Jumping out of the gate, looked kind of shaky this morning, and all of a sudden the market is starting to take off here. I think we can call this the Jerome Powell rally. I think Jerome Powell ought to run for president. He might just win. We've got the Dow right now up 69 points, 25,815. We've got the NASDAQ up 37 points. That's a half a percent to 77.65. The S&P 500 is up 9 points. It's at 28.33. What else do we have? Crude oil down 14 cents. But look at crude. Crude is above $60 per barrel once again. And isn't that an indication of the strength of the global economy? Gold is up $11 per ounce to $1,313 per ounce. Silver up 19 cents to $15.51 per ounce. And we've got the 10-year. Can you believe this? 2.52% on the 10-year. Of course, the oil market is telling us one thing, strength in the economy. And the bond market is telling us something else. The bond market is worried about the economy. Meanwhile, the VIX, watching from the sidelines, the VIX is flat today, while Bitcoin down $12.69 to $4,044. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. In Charleston, South Carolina, you know, we had a wild and wacky day in the market yesterday. I warned you when that Fed announcement comes out, which was 2 p.m. yesterday, Eastern Standard Time, the market immediately, it was down about 140. It went positive, and by the end of the day, it was negative. The real movement was in the financials. You see the bank stocks. They don't like low interest rates. The bank stocks need a little bit of wiggle room in there, and they're losing a lot of wiggle room with the, man, I'm telling you, the doves that flew out of Jerome Powell's mouth yesterday, incredible. One rate hike. Why doesn't he wait? You know, what's he know? He's already saying 2021, there will not be any rate hikes. Well, how can he predict that far ahead? Anyways, it is what it is. The market likes it. I begin the day with 529 B-plus or better ranked stocks. That's a very healthy market. In addition to this, I have 225 that have a momentum grade of B-plus or better. That's a great trading list to look through. Because you get stocks from all walks of life on that momentum list. That is in my app. If you go to the stock section and look at the top, A plus or better, momentum screen, and it will list those 225 stocks today that have A plus or better momentum grades. Well, we had, again, stocks were in the red yesterday before the big announcement. FedEx did not help the market yesterday. You know, we're getting mixed signals. In fact, I sent out a couple of opposing push notifications yesterday to my live trading subscribers. First, I said, look at oil. It's above $60 per barrel. Oil is a barometer. Oil is a measuring stick for what the world or what the oil traders think of the global economy. And it moved above $60 for the first time in a long time yesterday. But at the same time, you had the CEO of FedEx, Fred Smith, saying, you know what, there's a global slowdown taking place right now. Well, maybe FedEx is not the great global barometer that it once was, but the market definitely thinks it is. It was selling off. And then, of course, you have the bond market, which is also kind of saying, you know what, this economy is pretty slow. You could also use as evidence the fact that the Fed was so dovish. Now, Jerome Powell would not have been that dovish if he saw a strong economy and one that was gathering strength and one that was accelerating. So he's kind of sending a message out there, too, that, this economy can't really take any more interest rate hikes right now. We're just going to back off and see where things land. Well, the market also likes that because, again, you can take the Fed out of the picture right now. So really the two big worries are watching that global economy, number one. And number two, I think the global economy is definitely being impacted by the tariffs that President Trump has slapped on China and the trade war that continues. You know, yesterday was another reason why the market was shaky. President Trump said the tariffs on Chinese goods could remain for a long period of time. Of course, he says that so China can hear it. You know, it's all part of this negotiating process. And that, we're sending Lighthizer and Mnuchin and the A-team once again to Beijing here. But those trade talks, it almost seems to me like China is trying to wait it out, delay, postpone until maybe they have someone else to deal with 2 years from now. You know, that's my own impression. I haven't heard a lot of people saying that, but I think they're playing the delay game. Like a basketball, you got a lead, you don't want change, you just pass the ball around and you go into a stall, right? Well, there might be a little bit of that going on. China is willing to play the long game, and they may be just delaying and playing games until they have someone else to deal with on the other side of the table. Of course, it could be Mr. Trump 2 years from now. Well, the banks were battered yesterday. Let's just pull up a bank. Let's pull up Bank of America, which is a soggy stock. Look at that thing. Get clobbered yesterday. Clobbered again today, down 1.5%. I just don't think that the bank sector is a very good growth sector. I think there's a lot of disruptors out there to the bank sector, such as PayPal and Square. So for that reason, I do not have any exposure to the banking sector. But you know what? There's a lot of people that have soggy stocks in their portfolio, and they've got Citigroup, and they've got Wells Fargo, and they've got Bank of America and JP Morgan. They're just not very good growth stocks. And it's not a very good sector in the market right now. Banks do not like low interest rates. Banks need some wiggle room. And right now there's very little wiggle room in the interest rate environment. The whole financial sector, in fact, XLF was down 1.2%. That's a financial ETF. The banking ETF yesterday, KRE is a good proxy there. Down 1.7% yesterday, and that's pressuring. It pressures their margins at the banks. We have our Thursday economic report, initial jobless claims. I hope one of them was not you. Initial jobless claims, 221,000. That's still extremely low. 225,000 was the consensus. The jobs picture in America continues to be very, very strong. In fact, I believe Chairman Powell in his notes yesterday in his press conference said that he thinks that the unemployment rate will bottom out here sometime later this year at about 3.7%. So job market very tight. It is pushing wages up for the first time in a long time. And again, those initial jobless claims come out today, 221,000. I haven't seen the leading indicators. I'm very interested. Of all the reports that come out on the economy, I think if you're going to name the top three or four, the index of leading indicators, the LEI, is in that top three or four, and I'll be watching for that sometime after the show, and it'll be in the newsletter this week. We got a big IPO. Is Levi's a growth company these days, or is it a soggy stock, Levi's? Well, when I come back, there's an ETF that tracks IPOs. I've always been pretty benign. I'm not hot on IPOs. And in fact, they have not performed very well over time. Let's take a look at how the IPO market is doing and how that IPO ETF has done.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America kicks off in Dallas on Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th. The Gunderson team will be at the Hilton Dallas-Fort Worth Lake Conference Center in the Grapevine area on those days. Bill Gunderson will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they'll sell out quick, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, April 3rd. The workshop will also be held at the Hilton Conference Center in the Grapevine area. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I've talked a lot about IPOs on the show here over time, and it's always kind of been my... Now, I was around in 2000 when that's all you had to do was say, we got a dot-com here going public, and, you know, the go public, it'd be oversubscribed, people would open accounts, they'd do whatever they could do to get their hands on a new dot-com or technology IPO. Now, that was 2000, the year 2000, and that's when the NASDAQ went to over 5,000. Well, it took 17 years for it to get back to 5,000. That was such an IPO and dot-com bubble. And I've always said, I like to, you know what? I believe that the more information you have on a company and the more track record you have on a company, a better decision you can make. We have very little information on an IPO. Oh, it's in the prospectus there. And generally speaking, after they come public, they do get that analyst coverage and those earnings estimates and those growth estimates, etc. Many IPOs come public, they have, they're not making any money. I got to believe that when Lyft comes public, that when Uber comes public, they're going to show that they're still losing money. You take a look at Snap, they've never made money. So my advice has always been, let's give it a year at least to establish some kind of a track record, to see if they can make money, to see if they can drop earnings to the bottom line, and see if they can consistently grow those earnings over time. Well, let's just take a look at an ETF called IPO. Guess what they invest in? That's right. They invest in IPOs. Now, IPO itself was an IPO back on October 31st of 2013. They had an idea. Let's create an ETF that buys IPOs. Let's create an index, an IPO index. Now, the question is, do IPOs outperform the S&P 500, underperform the S&P 500? Well, from my point of view, and I'll give you the numbers here in a minute, IPOs most all of the time lack value. They're not coming out at half price. They're not coming out with 70% upside potential over the next 5 years. They're coming out for the most part as fully priced as these underwriters can possibly get them, right? Well, it shows up in the results. Okay, so IPO went public in 2013, October 31st. And since it went public, it's up 55%. Now, if you go over to the S&P 500 and you look at the S&P 500 during that same period of time, the S&P 500 is up 61.2%. So as you can see, the IPO index has slightly underperformed the market. And that also shows up in the Best Stocks Now app, wherein over the last 5 years, the market has delivered an average of 7.3% per year. IPO, the ETF, has delivered 6.8% per year. Now, over the last 3 years, maybe there's been some better IPOs. You know, you've had some better. The 3-year average is a little bit better than the S&P 500, but I think over the long term, you're going to underperform the market investing in an IPO index or an IPO ETF. Now, yes, there are some great IPOs. I think what's helped the IPO market here over the last couple of years, just from my perspective, are some of these cloud stocks. A lot of these cloud stocks, they have that sex appeal. Their earnings, their sales are growing very rapidly, but the earnings are still in question. The earnings growth is not quite there yet, but there's been a lot of hype, a lot of activity around the cloud stocks. That's probably been the hottest area of the IPO market. But all in all, I'm going to stick by my guns. I'm going to stick to my advice to folks. Give those IPOs a little bit of time to establish a track record. Now, I'll liken this to the horse races just for a minute. You can go to the horse races and you can find a horse that has never run before. He's a baby. He's never ran. He has no track record. That's all he has is workouts in the morning. You can look at another guy that's got a track record. He's ran 10 times and he's lost every time. Or you can look at another guy and he's ran 3 times and he's won all 3 times. You see how that added information, of course, you're saying, well, isn't it better to invest in the unknown? You might have the next Microsoft here. Well, what are the odds? The odds, in my book, are not very good in investing in a company without a track record. Speaking of a company with a track record, there are several upgrades to Apple. That's the first stock I look at every day. I look at my stocks alphabetically. Sometimes I'll go Z to A when I'm feeling dyslexic. But Apple is, I can't help but comment on Apple's stock. That is a massive breakout. I would say that that's one of the big reasons why the NASDAQ, the Dow, the S&P have all gone positive here after a negative start. Look at Apple. Apple is up 3% today. But more importantly than that, look at the technical pattern of Apple. Is Apple not a bellwether stock for the technology industry and especially for the NASDAQ? After all, it's one of the A's in FANG. That is a tremendous breakout that I have to point out. And I do own Apple in both my growth and income portfolios. Apple's not the growth engine that it once was, but it's still growing and it pays a dividend. The other stock that I have to point out this past week with an explosive breakout was Amazon. That's the other A in FANG. Now, I own Amazon in my premier growth portfolio. That thing is threatening $1,800 here today. It was $1,300 on Christmas Eve, and now it's $1,800. Boy, that was a nice little present to open on Christmas Day, wasn't it? I continue to own Apple in my premier growth portfolio. Bad news on Biogen. I'm not a big investor in the biotech sector right now. Biogen is down, just getting killed. Bad news on their Alzheimer's? I believe it was. Let me take a look here. I know they had a big drug. Yeah, it was Alzheimer's candidate. That was that aducanumab, which was an Alzheimer's candidate. They were in phase 3 trials with that thing. It flopped. The stock down 28%. It's down $89 per share. But look at this. The NASDAQ up 45, Apple breaking out, Amazon breaking out. You see how important it is to be in the best stocks now? More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America kicks off in Dallas on Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th. The Gunderson team will be at the Hilton Dallas-Fort Worth Lake Conference Center in the Grapevine area on those days. Bill Gunderson will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they'll sell out quick, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, April 3rd. The workshop will also be held at the Hilton Conference Center in the Grapevine area. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Dallas coming up. We're not too far out there. We'll be going on April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So if you want to come to that workshop Wednesday night, what else could be happening in Dallas on Wednesday night? Maybe it's opening day for the Rangers. I don't know. I didn't check the baseball schedule. But there couldn't be anything more exciting than a workshop on the market and talking about disruptive companies and where the economy is headed and if this bull market can continue to set records for longevity. Man, are we going to have some fun together. 855-611-BEST to reserve a spot. And, you know, look at your own portfolio. Are you tired of doing it yourself? You tired of a stodgy old asset allocation? Do you look at the portfolio, your portfolio, and see these stocks that I mentioned that are soggy? You can hear them squeaking. The guys at these big firms, you can hear their shoes squeak when they walk in. They're so soggy. Stodgy old growth giants of yesteryear. Come to the workshop and learn about the disruptors of today. You don't want to own the disrupted. You want to own the disruptors. 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Okay, first we'll talk about companies in trouble. Then we'll talk about some soggy stocks just to get those out of the way. It's always good to contrast. You know, sometimes I spoil you out there by only talking about really good ones. But there's, you know, you got to look at some of these bad ones now because a lot of people own them. We have in the news today, okay, first let's get something here. Court blocks oil and gas drilling in Wyoming. This is Wyoming. They're blocking oil and gas drilling. Of course, Wyoming is on the edge of the Bakken Shale, the Williston Basin there. Why are they blocking oil and gas drilling in Wyoming? Climate change. That case has been brought by two advocacy groups, Wild Earth Guardians and Physicians for Social Responsibility. A big chip manufacturer, Applied Materials CEO Gary Dickerson, is warning that a strained relationship between China and the U.S. can put decades of economic growth at risk during a speech at SemiCon China. Dickerson says a breakdown in relations is a lose-lose proposition. 26% of Applied Materials' January quarter revenues came from China. Well, I don't own Applied Materials for that reason. Dickerson said in the earnings call that he expects Chinese sales to drop this year once again. How are we doing at Boeing these days? You know, I'm just thinking that Boeing is going to be a, you know, money that's just going sideways for a while. That's what it looks like. It's forming that kind of sideways pattern. Now you've got an FBI probe coming in, criminal probe, into the Boeing 737 MAX certification. That is one, the investigation being overseen by the U.S. Justice Department Criminal Division. You've got Boeing winning a contract yesterday from the Navy for $4 billion, just some F-18 aircraft, 78, awarded a $4.8 billion contract for production delivery, 78 F-18 aircraft for the U.S. Navy. And you've got the current defense secretary under investigation. Of course, he worked for Boeing for a long time. There's an investigation whether or not acting secretary of state Pat Shanahan has sought preferential treatment for Boeing, his longtime former employer. So that's what's going on at Boeing right now. In the meantime, Berenberg, a big research firm, they say that Boeing's 737 MAX is too big to fail. They have a buy rating on the stock, and they say there is no meaningful alternative to support mass switching away from these planes. It would be unrealistic. Well, aren't they going to, they're going to fix the problem. I don't think there's any question about that. It's a matter of when the problem gets fixed and what the fallout is and the liability from these two crashes. Another company not having a good day yesterday was Bayer. Why did they buy Monsanto? Man, talk about taking on a lot of liability. Bayer was down 10% yesterday on these weed killer cancer settlements and awards that are being awarded by juries. Bayer is down again another 2.7%. U.S. jury blamed company's Roundup weed killer for causing a case of cancer. Well, Bayer says it's hogwash, that a retrial will show that Monsanto's conduct was appropriate and the company should not be liable for the man's cancer. Now, I'll tell you, I went to a Neil Young concert a couple years ago. The entire concert was Monsanto this, Monsanto that. He's had it in for Monsanto at the time. I'm sure he still does, but now it's Bayer, a German company that is stuck with Monsanto. I talked about the healthcare stocks 2 days ago, how hot they were, and maybe it was yesterday. And now they've cooled off again. Why? Well, CFO Brian Kane of Humana cited concerns about the return of an Obamacare tax, which is based on the company's market share. He commented on the issue during the company's investor event yesterday, saying the tax could trim their EPS by 10%. A proposal to change the drug landscape, rebate landscape, is also pressuring the insurers. We're talking Humana, United Healthcare, WellCare, Molina, CVS, which now owns Aetna, Anthem, CNC. I own a few of those stocks. And now you're getting some cuts to their target prices because of the potential return of an Obamacare tax that could hit these managed care in providers and insurers. All right, what else do we have here? AutoZone authorizes additional stock repurchase. I thought I'd bring that up. I wrote about AutoZone 7 years ago in my book. It continues to hit new highs. When I wrote about it, it was a $400 stock or $300. I have to go back and look. I think it was $300. It's now tripled. Today it's hitting $995 per share. I've told the story many times when I was developing my Best Stocks Now app. I can't tell you how many moments I had where I said, I didn't know that. AutoZone's one of the great stocks of our day. I mean, I drive by AutoZone all the time. I had no idea it was such a great stock. Look at that chart. Breaking out again today up $14 per share. Almost at $1,000 per share now, AutoZone, a very simple stock. They are the king of Memphis, I know that. Memphis, Tennessee, many parks, ballparks named after AutoZone, which is a big employer there in Memphis. Okay, just a couple of soggy stocks really fast. Darden Restaurants, that's Red Lobster, Olive Garden, it's having a good day. It's up 6.4%. People eating out, that's a good sign for the economy. Conagra, on the other hand, which is, Conagra Foods, they have all kinds of brands out there. Conagra's also having a good day. It's up 10%, but it is a soggy stock. And talking about 10%, how about 10 Cent Holdings? A stock I've thought about buying back into my premier growth portfolio, but I have not. Tencent reported earnings today. They had a record profit drop after the game slowdown. Tencent TCEHY, a $433 billion Chinese company, is down 3.1% today after that big profit drop year over year. And finally, Micron, another stock that I have never been a fan of because it's just such a commodity-driven stock and so unpredictable. Micron is having a good day. Micron is up 9.3% to $43.83. When we come back, I've got three possibilities for my featured stock of the day. I've narrowed it down to two. Which one will it be? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America kicks off in Dallas on Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th. The Gunderson team will be at the Hilton Dallas-Fort Worth Lake Conference Center in the Grapevine area on those days. Bill Gunderson will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they'll sell out quick, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, April 3rd. The workshop will also be held at the Hilton Conference Center in the Grapevine area. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, before I get to my featured stock of the day, there's a few that I need to bring to your attention here. This day is really shaping up to be a wow kind of day. You really see that wow when you look at the individual stocks. Boy, I'll tell you what, I have seen some eye-popping charts and I've only just begun. I can't wait to really dig in here in another 5 or 6 minutes and go through hundreds of charts today, send out live trading alerts and tweets on what I'm seeing here today, but it's pretty spectacular. I can't help but notice the companies that have reported today. I mentioned Darden Restaurants and ConAgra, which are pretty soggy stocks, but pretty fantastic earnings reports, and they're pretty much barometer-type stocks for the consumer, which is 80% of the economy. Wheaton, precious metals, I can't help but notice that one. You know, the gold stocks have been breaking loose here recently. Wheaton reported earnings today, WPM, Canadian company, Vancouver. That stock hitting a new all-time high today, just exploding to the upside. That's a pretty sight. And Williams and Sonoma, which is another consumer stock linked to the consumer, it's breaking out today on a better-than-expected earnings report. And Goldman Sachs adds Arista Networks. Now, I have featured Arista in the past. They're the one that is kind of disrupting Cisco. Arista Networks is exploding to the upside today. It's up $16 per share. 5.5%. Goldman Sachs adds Arista, which is ANET, A-N-E-T, to their conviction buy list. And the last couple of items I'll mention before we get to the featured stock of the day, Citigroup is raising Apple's target from 170 to 220, and Needham is raising Apple's target from 180 to 225. Apple is an amazing breakout stock here today. Okay, here's my featured stock of the day. This news caught my eye. A Biomed reports a 6% stake in Shockwave Medical, which is a new IPO, SWAV. Now, SWAV is not my featured stock of the day, but I find it interesting that A Biomed would invest in this company. I'll absolutely look at it. I entered it into my database. It's only been public for about a week, and I will watch it. But the stock I want to feature here is A Biomed, which I own in my Ultra Growth portfolio. Believe it or not, A Biomed, ABMD, is one of the stocks, one of the hottest stocks over the last 10 years in the entire market. The company I featured before is headquartered in Danvers, Massachusetts, not too far from Boston. They develop medical devices designed to assist or replace the pumping function of the heart. $15.6 billion in market capitalization, believe it or not, over the last 10 years, An investment in ABMD has compounded out to a 51% per year return over the last 10 years. Well, I wish I would have found it 10 years ago. It was the Microsoft of our day, I guess, back then. I've owned it off and on quite a bit over the last few years, several years, but I certainly haven't owned it for 10 years. 51.4% annualized return over the last 10 years, market 12.5. Last 5 years, 67% per year. Well, the market's delivered 7.3, and the last 3 years, 58%, while the market's delivered 11. It's an A-plus performance grade in my Best Stocks Now app. It sits at the head of the class on the front row with other A-plus performers. From a valuation point of view, it's not the cheapest stock around, but neither is filet mignon. Okay, you can get Chuck Roast a lot cheaper. You get JCPenney stock a lot cheaper than you can a BioMed. I have a $600 target price on A BioMed 5 years from now. It's currently trading at $346. Now, the stock has been pretty soft lately, but I see it starting to move once again. It's moving in the right direction, and all of a sudden it's rising in rank. If you go back a year ago, A BioMed was ranked number 54. If you go back 6 months ago, it was ranked number 248. If you go back 1 month ago, it was ranked number 16 overall. That's performance and value combined. Well, it's today ranked number 571, and as I've said, it's been just a little soft recently, but I like the chart. It's moving in the right direction. I've owned it for a while. I don't intend on selling it. I hope to own it for the next 10 years. I doubt that that will happen, but that would be the optimal situation, wouldn't it? A BioMed, ABMD, not a recommendation, but it's an example of this coming together of alpha, relative strength, and valuation, and also a very good stock chart technical analysis, too. On a $15.6 billion company that makes some pretty important products to keep our heart pumping, all right? Okay, well, that brings to an end another Best Stocks Now radio hour. I'll be working on the newsletter this weekend, updating the macro picture of the market, featuring stocks in my article there that I spotted this last week in my week of fishing. All of the tributaries of the market, and seen a lot of things that really caught my eye, and I'll be reporting on all of that. You can get my newsletter by going to my website at GundersonCapital.com. If you'd like to talk to me about money management, 855-611-BEST. If you want to reserve a spot to either Dallas appearance or our Sarasota appearance in May, go to the website at Gunderson Capital or call us at 855-611-BEST. And if you manage your own money, check out my live trading subscription where I send out several tweets per day, several push notification and emails per day with things that I'm buying or selling in my model portfolios. That's all on my website at GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.